Have you ever heard of the law of attraction? Instead of sugarcoating it, let's talk about reality. The reality is your life, your relationships, your income, those are things you've attracted to you. If you're stuck in poverty with lots of bills, that is what you're attracting to yourself. I know it's hard to accept. I know it's difficult to understand. But I want to spend some time to open the world of attraction and mindset and belief systems. On the surface, people want to be wealthy. They want to be wealthy. They want to be wealthy. But as we talk to them and do research, only 10% of their thoughts are on the accumulation of wealth. You look at the other 90%, which they deny on the surface, the other 90% of their thoughts are on debt and can't pay the bills, and it's not fair, and debt and more debt, and that's ultimately what they attract to themselves. We need to talk about wealth and wanting to attract wealth into your lives. I mentioned earlier about society and how they treat wealthy people, and many of those beliefs are stuck in your brain and you don't even know it. What your parents felt about wealth is programmed into your brain. On a religious note, many people feel that there's virtue in poverty, that it's okay and it's good to be poor. Well, if you want to go biblical or talk about any religion, you have to go back and realize Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, they were very wealthy people. The Good Samaritan needed money to help out. Society has programmed you in the wrong way. Society brainwashes you to think, work hard versus finding a mentor. Or you need to have job security. And we know that's not true. You can work for a large corporation. There's no job security there. And you want to be an entrepreneur. Scarcity versus abundance. Everybody telling you need to cut back versus the mindset of making more. The reality is this. Are you playing to win or are you playing not to lose? It's interesting to know that those who accuse you of pursuing wealth and just thinking about money and going after success are the ones that don't have it. Because I guarantee you any millionaire successful person that is successful wants other people to see the vision and be successful too. Broke people, poor people, those in the poverty mindset, they point fingers and they get stuck, as we talked about, the blame game. Now, I know money isn't everything, and we've heard money doesn't buy happiness, but the reality is it helps you find things that do bring happiness. It helps you serve and give back more when you're on the right road to wealth. Because when you talk to those who says, well, money's not important, you begin to ask them questions about their family, about their church, about their charity, and they realize all those things need money. To take care of your family, to give to your charity, to help your church, all required wealth. The reality is, deep down, most people feel that it's not okay to be wealthy. And you need to dig deep during this series to understand and to feel without a doubt, not just on the surface, but deep down, that it's okay to be wealthy. Because stuck in your brain are things like, oh, save for a rainy day. The rich are greedy. Money doesn't grow on trees. Well, there's not enough to go around. Money's the root of all evil. Oh, money talks. It's not what you know, it's who you know. People with money are unethical. And the term that kills me, filthy rich. Or the wealthy ripped off and deceived people. Oh, money makes you self-centered. Oh, you can't buy happiness. Oh, they only care about their money. We can't afford it. Oh, they're not spiritual people. They won't go to heaven. The wealthy can't be trusted. Oh, they stepped on the little people. You have to work hard for your money versus money comes easy. Or you have to be unethical to get to the top. They're in there. They've been programmed in there. Your belief systems are so important to understand. And we'll be talking about your belief system and really believing in yourself that you can do this, giving yourself permission to win. The studies show, when you look at children, especially first, second, third grade, whatever they hear, they believe. Whether it's about their future, about their income, about society, about themselves, it can be a great thing and it can be a very destructive thing. I'm an avid reader. I love to read books. And I found this one book with a very interesting title. So I purchased it and started to read it. It was actually a very quick read, but contained a life-changing philosophy. The author was Peter Daniels, and he talked about his life in Australia. His father was in the military over there. And he grew up a very sickly kid, a very skinny kid, didn't have many friends, and he moved from school to school. And at the end of first grade, he moved again, and he had a teacher named Miss Phillips. Now, you imagine the worst teacher you've ever had, very vindictive, that actually strike the students, would yell at the students, would degrade the students. You multiply that by 10, and that's Miss Phillips. And she hated Peter Daniels, and it was very evident. The whole class knew. She didn't like Peter Daniels. He sat in the back. He was very quiet. She loved putting the red marks on his paper. And then one thing happened that changed his life forever. One day she called him to the front of the room. "Peter Daniels, come here now. Now." So he kind of sheepishly walked to the front of the room. And she said, "Class, this is Peter Daniels. I don't want you to be his friend. He's going to be a failure in life and he's going to fail out of school. Probably shouldn't even talk to him." Wow. Now, first of all, I think we all agree she should be shot. Someone at that age just believes that. They don't have the cognitive abilities to get past it. That is programmed in their brain, just like many of the programs that are stuck in your brain that you're not even aware of. And Peter Daniels wasn't aware of it. Well, you know what? He failed out of school. He tried this and he tried that. Failure, 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 failure. A long string of failures. He couldn't get anything to work. Then pondering one day, he realized it was this one experience that has destroyed his whole life. He has been programmed to failure. So what he did is he changed his beliefs. He changed his mindset. Started a few business, got into real estate, and became very successful. Super successful, and became a billionaire. All his family and friends told him, "Oh, it's too risky, don't do that." But he became a billionaire. And then he wrote this book I was reading. It was titled, "Miss Phillips, You Were Wrong. You Were Wrong." And the amazing thing is, we all have a book like that to write. We have a Miss Phillips in our life that doesn't believe in us, that has programmed us the wrong way. Doesn't matter who it is. All that matters is that you're getting past that. We're reprogramming your brain. You're giving yourself permission to win, and you're going to write the book. All you need to do is change Miss Phillips to something else. So be aware of what's going on in your mind and begin to understand the philosophy of wealth. So as I monitor millionaires and interview millionaires, it's interesting to note that they do think differently. They choose their thoughts. They choose their beliefs. And they have reprogrammed their mind for success. See, when you talk to wealthy people, they don't focus on all the obstacles, all the things that are stopping them, all the roadblocks, all the things going wrong. They focus on the opportunities, what's going to go right. And they attract that. They focus on what they want, not what they don't want. They don't whine about the problem, point their fingers and blame. They spend the time finding the solution. And they have the ability to redirect their thoughts and focus on what's important. So you need to understand it's time to choose your thoughts and choose your future. Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich said, "You will attract your dominant thought. You will attract what you focus on. You will attract what's going through your brain." And understand a positive thought is more powerful than a negative thought. Now, one of the things we do at the Persuasion Institute is interview top persuaders. We interview sales managers, and one of the big obstacles we find in everybody's life, people in their minds have a number or an income that they feel they're worth. And once they reach that, they sabotage themselves, especially in commission-based jobs. If they feel they're a $100,000 a year person and they've already reached that in October, you ask any sales manager, they get absolutely nothing done in the next 3 months. They try on the outside, they think they're doing it, but they're just going through the motions. They have sabotaged themselves because they're a $100,000 a year person. And we have this belief in our mind what we're worth. Are you a $500,000? Are you $1 million? Are you $2 million? Do you feel comfortable with that? And most people don't spend the time to reprogram that number. I guarantee you, if you're not a mental millionaire, everything else is not going to fall into place. What do you feel that you're worth a year? What can you make? Let me give you this analogy. Imagine a building that's, I know this is a stretch, maybe 1,000 stories tall, and each floor is worth $1,000. And so if you feel you're a $50,000 a year person, you get off on the 50th floor, and you feel comfortable there because you know you've done it. The ironic thing is many people have the fear of success because they have to duplicate it again and again. And if they get way past that, they'll go back to where they feel comfortable. And every once in a while, maybe 1 year, you'll get off on the 51st floor and get comfortable with that. You need to get off on the 100th or the 500th floor to earn what you believe. You have to believe that you're worth it. In your mind, what do you feel that you're worth a year? Now, on the outside, you might say, oh, $300,000. But I'm talking about digging deep and finding out what you feel you're really worth. Because you have to expand that. You have to believe it. You have to believe in your mind. And you have to be able to see it when you visualize that you can achieve that wealth. And that's the thing people tend to work on last. What do you feel comfortable with? What do you want to earn? What floor are you getting off on? I'm sure it's a stretch for your comfort zone, but you have to understand that until you can see the bigger picture, you're going to keep sabotaging yourself. You earn what you think you're worth. Even those who get bigger jobs, who get more money than they think they're worth, don't live up to those expectations. They sabotage themselves, and eventually they find themselves earning what they think they're worth. When you think about earning what you're worth, you have to pick that number and expand that number and mentally, cognitively be able to visualize yourself achieving that number. And that's what comes back to the law of attraction. You attract what you think about. I know that's hard to understand. I know it's a new concept for many of you. But just like rain or even snow, you don't have to understand it. It's still going to happen. You don't have to understand nuclear power to use it. You don't have to understand the jet engine to fly in the airplane. Trust me when I tell you it works. Countless millionaires talk about the law of attraction. Now, on the outside, society is poisoning you. Whoa, wait a minute. That doesn't make sense. It doesn't matter if it makes sense. Just understand and believe me right here and now that it works. Everything in your life you attract. You are a magnet. Life is not an accident. It's not how the cookie crumbles. It is pre-designed with our thoughts, by the images in your mind, by what you are thinking. Make it clear what you want and start thinking about it, making it your dominant thought, making it your burning desire, and your thoughts will become a reality because it's almost like your thoughts send out a signal and you'll attract different people. So when you start believing and thinking about wealth, you'll attract other people. You'll attract the right people. You will think differently, you'll act differently, and your life will start to change. And I've heard it time and time again. Wow, that wasn't that difficult. I wonder why it took me so long. And it comes back to the attraction. This always works. Now, on a scary note, most people, 90% of their thoughts are very negative versus 10% positive. Now, nobody admits that. And that's why many people do the rubber band, where they put the rubber band on their wrist and snap themselves for every negative thought. And most people can't do it very long because it's so painful. Sure, it's easier not to think about what you're thinking about, but you need to think about what you're thinking about because what you think about is attracting everything in your world. And the universe doesn't care if it's a positive or negative thought. It will attract what you're thinking about, whether it be positive or whether it be negative. You must learn to mentally create your own reality so physically it can manifest. So really, when you sit down and think about what does your vision of the future look like? Can you see yourself being successful? Can you see yourself as a millionaire? Can you see your business being successful? Learn to understand the mental aspect of the game. Take time to use it and practice it. And remember, the first time you try anything, it doesn't work very well. Whether it be swinging a golf club, or trying a new persuasive technique, or learning to program your mind, it's awkward, it's different because you haven't been using it. You keep doing it starts to feel comfortable to you. What do you really want? How are you going to design your life? What do you want to believe in? What are your beliefs? It's been said that the most stressful condition for a human being is not having something to believe in. Deep down, what are your beliefs? What do you really want? Sit down and write it on paper. Write it in present tense. I am a millionaire. I am a multimillionaire. I have a successful blank. I'm very successful in. It could be about your family, about your future, about your relationships, anything you want. Write it down. Design your life. Don't let society do it for you. Don't run on your default settings. Place order with what you're doing, and things will magically happen. The universe rearranges itself to help you out. Your mental thoughts need to be in alignment with what you want. And when that happens, the universe will reward you. I'm going to repeat it again, and you have to understand this, that the universe will not reward you physically until you believe it mentally. And learn to understand your emotions. When you're feeling despair, fear, anger, resentment, it means you're not in alignment, that your belief system, your thoughts, is not in line with what's happening. There's incongruence. When you're constantly stuck on worry or any of the other negative emotions, means you really don't believe what you think you want. You believe deep down that you're not capable of achieving the things that you want on the surface. Mentally, you have sabotaged yourself because what you focus on, you will get. You see those who complain about what they don't want. Oh, I knew that was going to happen. It's going to get worse. I know it's not going to work out. The universe will reward them, and it will not work out. Now, I'm not just talking about wishful thinking. I'm talking about learning to change your feelings, change your emotions, change your state, to be able to see and visualize and attract what you want, to be congruent with reality. Learn to take ownership. Society has taught you to attract and repel the wrong things. Getting past the scarcity and pessimism. Learn to attract what you want. If you haven't been successful, if you're wondering what's taking so long, it's a warning sign of your mental programming that you do not believe deep down that it's going to happen. Now, people fight with me on the surface on this, but really think in your heart of hearts. Dig deep. Think about it. Take time to be alone with your thoughts. Do you really feel when you think about wealth and living in a nice home and giving back to charity and helping out, do you really believe and feel comfortable with that? Do you really believe and have a burning desire that it's going to happen? And we see this with Olympic athletes. They say they want a gold medal. They've been training pretty hard, but deep down they don't feel they can do it. And we see ankle sprains and strange things happening right before the race. And that's what happens in your life. You're getting close, but if you don't believe it, you sabotage it. You're almost there. You've almost been successful. And as it becomes real in your mind, as you start attracting different things, it becomes exciting. It becomes real to you. How bad do you want it? Can I talk you out of it? Is it really your year? Even with artists, when they paint a picture, they don't just start painting. Many times they can see it in their mind before it happens. That's true with a business. That's true with success. That's true with relationships. That's true with a marriage. They can see how they want it before it happens. They don't just start painting and something appears. Now, some artists do that, but the reality is everything's pre-designed mentally before it happens physically. When you construct a house, it doesn't start without a blueprint. You just don't start pouring a foundation and putting up walls without a plan. So can you see it? Can you taste it? Can you touch it? Can you feel it? When you think about it, does it make you nervous or does it make you excited? Let's talk about that. When you see and visualize your future and visualize your success and maybe even visualize your wealth, does that make you nervous and tense and uneasy and not sure how you're going to do it? Or do you get excited? You're finally going to make it happen. It's now your time. Now, if you're getting nervous and uneasy, it comes back to mental programming. It comes back to that you do not believe, you do not feel that you could pull it off. It's the mindset, it's the belief system, it's overcoming those fears. It should make you feel comfortable. Because when you're programmed in the right way, it's exciting to you. You're comfortable with the topic of wealth. You enjoy talking about it. And when you get two millionaires together, they talk about the different deals they put together and the fun that they're having, the return on investment. Versus the other side, those that have the scarcity mentality, they're playing not to lose. They hide their money. They put it in secure investments. They're not sure about this. They think everyone's going to take advantage of them. They have to get all their ducks in a row. They think everyone's going to take advantage of them. They are doomed to unhappiness. That's why we want you to give yourself permission to win and tap into that passion. Most millionaires' millions come from doing what they love to do. Everything fell into place. They could see themselves being successful. Before the next session, I want you to take time to be alone with your thoughts. We live in a society where the TV's always on, there's music always playing, there's things always happening that most people don't take time to be alone with their thoughts. They don't take time to listen to their subconscious voice. They don't take time to listen to their instinct. That's what successful people do. And it will tell you things you don't want to hear. Follow them. Follow your urges, your instincts, your impulses. Learn to follow your heart. Do the things you know you need to do, even if you don't want to do them. As you think about your life and you take time to be alone with your thoughts, pay attention to what you're attracting in your life. Make sure you're not getting the same results. Because when you look at your thoughts and your mindset, and we'll be talking about that throughout the series, you're either replaying old thoughts, old memories, old beliefs, or you're creating new ones. Those in the poverty mindset are just replaying old beliefs, old things that happen, old thoughts. Millionaires, successful people take time to create new thoughts, new patterns, new beliefs. That is one of the major differences between wealth and poverty. Take the time to record new thoughts, new beliefs. Because most people just think about what they're seeing or they're experiencing. Oh, how do I start thinking about that? And they don't have control over their mind, over their thoughts, over their emotions. Or they're always thinking about things in the past, things that they can't change. Decide right now that you're worth it. Decide right now what your income's going to be in the next 12 months. And some might say, well, why you? Why do you deserve to be wealthy? And you should have an answer to that. Why not? Why can't you be the one that blesses the lives of other people? So when someone says, what gives you the right to be wealthy? You need to have an answer to that. You need to dig deep and restructure your belief system and your thoughts to be able to answer that question. And I know many people won't support you. They'll probably pull you down, and like we talked about, they'll probably spit on your dreams. But you need to follow your heart. They've been stuck with the programming of society. They've been brainwashed, and you're breaking out of that because you're giving yourself permission to win. You're learning to attract different things in your life. Good thoughts attract good feelings. Good feelings attract good people. Good people can help you achieve your goals. Learn to guide your thoughts. Your emotions are so important in this process because they tell you whether you're on track or not. Good emotions will tell you that you're on track, that you're syncing up between your thoughts and your attraction and your reality. The negative emotions are telling you something that you need to address. The worst thing you can do is bury your emotions. Bad emotions mean that you're out of alignment, that you're not doing, thinking, or even becoming what you need to become. And the last thing I want to hear is, oh, it doesn't work. And you'll hear this out there. Well, I tried it. It doesn't work. I say, no, it didn't work for you. We know it works. Every millionaire talks about it. Napoleon Hill in Think and Grow Rich talks about it. We know it works. It's not something you're going to try overnight. You're not going to reprogram your brain and your world in one day. It does take time. That's the reality of it. The people that say that it doesn't work, they're usually stuck in a victim mentality. Remember we talked about blame? They're stuck in that victim mentality. Oh, poor me. And it's kind of fun. They get attention, and they think that when they get that attention that people are watching, they feel sorry for them, they think it's love. And that's all they want is that attention, the victim mentality, the poor me. And that's their reward. And to be truly successful in life, to follow your heart and to be wealthy, you can't be concerned with ego, approval, acceptance, or praise. You're in the wrong game, because we've talked about the living dead. We've talked about those parasites that will do anything to pull you back down to their level. These are the people that will condemn ideas. They'll tell you what's going to go wrong. Now, they think they're doing it out of love, but it's usually one of their hidden beliefs. They didn't believe that they could do it, and they've given up on it. When people judge, or they disapprove, or they condemn, or they pull you down, it's because of one of their hidden beliefs. So that happens in your life, in your thoughts, or the people around you. We have to take a look at your belief system. The things we don't understand or things that make us nervous or things that we're not sure how they work, we tend to discount. We tend to say, well, that doesn't work because of this. We do that with new ideas. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Well, it doesn't work, and they're full of it because of this, this, and this. They have all the reasons why it won't work. They have all the fingers pointed at different people, and that's why they're condemned for failure. And these are the ones that won't pick up a book or listen to an audio series or go to the seminars or work with different coaches because, oh, no, it won't work. I know better than that. And we know that's not the mindset of a successful person. So ask yourself, what's holding you back? It's amazing as I put on different seminars, people say, well, where's it going to be? Well, it's going to be in Los Angeles, for example. Well, you know, I'll wait till it's closer. Or what's the investment? Or what's the guarantee? Now, we hear all those things, and that's usually a poverty mindset. That's not how successful people think. They don't care what the investment is. It's the return on the investment. Well, what about gas prices? Or how long does it take to drive there? Those are all excuses, and you can find those all day long. And some of our most successful students, it's amazing. They did not admit to this till later on, but we found out that they drove for days. They borrowed money to get gas in their car. They slept in their car because they knew it was going to change their life. Don't look at the obstacles or the excuses. You make sure that it happens. Focus on the possibilities. Focus on what you can do. You can spend all day finding excuses, but when you focus on excuses, you're condemning yourself to have a poverty mindset. You're not focusing on what you need to do. When you're focusing on the excuses, that's what you begin to attract in your life. So as you look at the next 12 months, as you look at the next year, I want you to think about what is the exact amount you want to earn to the penny. You never want to say, oh, I want to be rich or I want to be wealthy. That doesn't attract it into your life. It helps, but it works much better if you have an exact amount and an exact timeline. And open up your mind to abundance. Get past the scarcity mentality that society has taught you. You look around the room right now, and I bet you could find 50 ideas, 50 things that have created millionaires. Is it a book, paint, wallpaper, carpet, computer, keyboard, cell phone, telephone, wire, windows, chairs? They all created millionaires. So please, quit focusing on the lack. Quit attracting all these problems in your life. and start attracting prosperity. Now here's a reality check. When you start thinking about becoming financially independent, about becoming a millionaire, your logical mind's going to fight with you. And that's where most people give up. And so you need to make those voices inside your head louder than your logical voice. It takes time. It won't happen the first day. It will fight with you the first time. When you say, I'm a multimillionaire, your logical mind will say, yeah, right. What about this and what about that? Remember the time you failed at this, this, and this? What are your relatives going to say? You have to get past that. You have to turn the volume down on that voice. So some things to think about. Are you better off being poor? Will poverty make you more spiritual? Can you serve and help those around you by being broke? Some serious questions for a serious time as you focus on giving yourself permission to win and to help you start thinking like a millionaire. So if I can bring it all in perspective, as you look at what you're attracting in your life, just remember tea. The drink, T-E-A. And what that means is that your thoughts control your emotions and your emotions control your actions. If you want to change your future, you change what you're thinking about. How can you really program yourself for success? How can you get yourself to do the things you know you're capable of achieving? What's really going on in that gray matter of yours? Well, you need to understand yourself and your emotions, your feelings, and your mood. So as we back up and look at the brain, we have to understand that your brain has two parts. There's the conscious logical side and the subconscious emotional side. And all these things that are replaying in your mind, they come from society, from nature, from nurture, from programming, from beliefs, from experience, from vision, from worry. All these things come into play as far as what's going on in your mind. You have full control what's going on up there. Full control. Now, it does take effort. It's easier not to think about what you're thinking about, but you need to think about that, what you're thinking about, and reprogram that to make a huge difference in your life. Your subconscious mind, as we'll be talking about through this series, speaks to you through your instinct, through your intuition, through your impulse. You sense it and you feel it. Your conscious mind, of course, is the logical mind that's fighting with you. And every thought you have can either be positive or negative. Millionaires, successful people focus on the positive. They make sure they have positive thoughts. Those with a poverty mindset always focus on the negative thoughts, always focus on what could go wrong. So everything in your brain is triggering all these thoughts. Now, these thoughts, like I said, trigger these emotions. Now, what an emotion is a judgment or an evaluation or could even be an interpretation or an event that is happening right now. So these thoughts are triggering emotions. Now, before it triggers an action, there's other things that are happening. An emotion can trigger a feeling. Now, these feelings are fuel to your beliefs, your desires, your hopes, your dreams. Now, remember, this emotion can trigger a feeling. Now, what a feeling is a learned response. It's part of the emotion. Follow me here. All emotions are feelings, but not all feelings are emotions. Love, which is an emotion, can make you feel calm. Anger, which is an emotion, can make you feel stupid, which is a feeling. An emotion can feel joy, which can make you feel good. An emotion of hate could make you feel bad. So those are feelings. That's what the emotions trigger. Now, these emotions also could trigger an attitude, or they could trigger a mood. Now, a mood lasts a little longer than emotion, has lower intensity than emotion, but these things can make a big difference in your reality. How you handle your emotions, because again, your emotions trigger feelings, they trigger your attitude, they can trigger moods, and you need to have full control over your emotions and what they are doing to you, how they make you think, how they make you feel, what attitudes they trigger, what moods do they trigger, and all those things come back to your actions. In a nutshell, your thoughts control your emotions control your actions. So I want you to decide right now what you're going to attract into your life. How you're going to control your thoughts, how you're going to monitor your emotions, how you're going to start thinking like a millionaire, how you're going to get yourself permission to win. And a few things to finish up the session I want you to think about. First of all, do the workbook. Answer the questions. Dig deep. It's part of the process. I spent the last 10 years putting this program together. What's working, what's not working, getting feedback from people. I'm telling you that it works. First thing to remember is Thomas Carlyle said, conviction is worthless unless it's converted into conduct. It's great that you want it, but let's start moving on these issues. And as the late coach John Wooden says, nobody is defeated until he starts blaming somebody else. And Earl Nightingale, what's going on the inside shows on the outside. Let me repeat that for you. Earl Nightingale, one of the greats in the personal development world, says, what's going on the inside shows on the outside. So if you really want to attract in your life, let me give you another exercise. Because the worst thing you can do is say, oh, well, that was nice. That's not going to change your life. Oh, I've heard that before. And not act on it. It works. We know it works. Let's convert this to action. What I want you to do is pull out your checkbook, dated a year from today. Make it out to yourself. You can put whatever amount you want. If you need a suggestion, make it for $1 million. And then wait before you sign it. You don't need to sign it right away, because I want you to look at it. Because right now you have two voices in your head. One voice is very optimistic. You can do it. You're finally going to make it. And one voice is very negative, very pessimistic, and actually heckling you and bringing up all the negative things of your past. The process to becoming financially independent, to becoming a millionaire, to changing your thoughts, is turning the volume down of the negative voice and turn the volume up of the positive voice. It doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. So I want you to look at this $1 million check, or whatever amount you've written it out for, and then I want you to sign it. Put it in your purse or wallet, put it in your bathroom mirror, do two or three if you need to. Here's my promise to you. Every time you look at this check, a little chunk of that doubt will erode away. It'll become part of your reality. You'll become a mental millionaire. And as you know, once you become a mental millionaire, everything else will fall into place. You'll be able to control your thoughts. You'll become part of your reality. You can see it, taste it, touch it, feel it. I've talked to many people that have become financially independent through this program. And this is a turning point. It becomes part of your reality that you've written yourself a $1 million check. If you need to do more, do it. Whatever you need to do, but take a look at it every day. It changes your reality. It changes how you act. It changes what you attract. Remember, the worst thing you can do at this point is say, oh, well, that's nice. Do it. Try it. It'll make a huge difference in your life. Then you can start attracting what you want in your life, and you can design your life, and you can achieve your most worthwhile goals.